Hello, everyone, and welcome. It is the GUI Precap, to recap of all the things that are going to have happened for the week of June 28th, 2021, before it happens. My name is Bruce, and let's get started with the GUI pick of the week. It's the Tomorrow War on Amazon Prime, starting this week, with starring Chris Pratt. This is a high-concept sci-fi ensemble action extravaganza. Their words, not mine. It is about a time traveler's who tell us we need to go to the future to fight aliens to save humanity. The only hope for survival is soldiers and civilians from the present to be transported to the future to join the fight. Apparently, Amazon spent $200 million to buy the rights to this movie. For TV pages this week. For Tuesday, Fox has TMZ investigates UFO the Pentagon proof, because when you think of hard-hitting journalism, you think of TMZ. A&E has the premiere of America's Top Dog. For Thursday, ABC has Emergency Call finale. NBC has Game 1 of the Stanley Cup Finals. For Saturday, HBO has Let Him Go, it's a premiere. And for Sunday, NBC has Macy's 4th of July Fireworks Spectacular. Usually the week around the 4th of July, nobody puts out anything worth anything on television. For movies coming out this week, you've got The Boss Baby, Family Business. This is going to be in theaters and on the Peacock Network. The Templeton brothers have become adults and drifted away from each other, but the new Boss Baby, with a cutting-edge approach, is about to bring them together once again and inspire a new family business. You also have The Forever Purge. All the rules are broken as the sect of lawless marauders decide that the annual purge does not stop at daybreak, and instead should never end. This apparently is the last movie in the franchise. For online services, Netflix, you have America, the motion picture, Somos, Primetime, Audible, Young Royals, Fear Street Part 1, 1994, The Eighth Night, Mortal, and We the People. Hulu has The Mighty Ones, Season 2, and Summer of Soul. Prime has Making the Cut, and like I said, The Tomorrow War. For video games coming out this week, you've got Curved Space for the PS5, Xbox X, PS4, Xbox One, and PC. Destroy All Humans for the Switch. Discalia 6, Defiance of Destiny for the Switch. Doom Eternal for the PS5 and Xbox X. Sky, Children of the Light for the Switch. Spirit of the North for the Xbox X and Xbox One. Dory Dory Literature Club Plus for the PS5, Xbox X, PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC, and Greed Fail for the PS5 and Xbox X. For GUI News, you've got new episodes of GUI Nights, From the Mouths of Madness, and Smack My Pitch Up. For one more thing, some directors and creators like to add or change things from their movies or TV shows after they've been released. Most of the time it's just a little detail, like removing a Starbucks cup from a table or hiding an extra's leg in the background. Once in a while, the directors like to change plot points and add a lot of special effects. Han shot first. Well, the creators at Marvel have added a little detail to one of their shows, and someone found it. In the post-credit scene for WandaVision, there's a shot where the camera is panning over some trees on a mountainside before it gets to the Scarlet Witch in a cabin. Well, someone on Reddit noticed that there is now a silhouette that can be seen floating in that scene. Disney had confirmed that it is real, but won't confirm who or what it is. I have seen the video, and with almost certainty, I could say that it is Doctor Strange. Yeah, I mean, it makes sense. She's going to be in the new Doctor Strange movie. It was supposed to make a cameo in the show. At least those were the rumors. This has been the GUI Precap. You can follow along with all of the fun times at GUIpodcast.com. If you want to contact us, email us at geeksundertheinfluence@gmail.com. Call us and leave a voicemail. It's 804-505-4484. That's 804-505-4GUI. My name is Bruce. Of course, all of these things happen. I'm from the future. And be nice to yourself and each other.
GUIpodcast.com.